Good afternoon, Roger. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
Fine. I've heard that Australia's working on a concept for an Australian launch vehicle, a vehicle that would put satellites into space from Australia.
That's right. Perhaps I can give you a bit of a summary of what the Australian launch vehicle is. I guess firstly I must give the credit to the two engineers from the Defence and Science Technology Organisation that came up with the concept, Dr. Bob Irvine and Mr. Peter Winch. They conceived a light launch vehicle manufactured in Australia and able to compete on international markets in a niche area that was apparently, and still is, unsupported by any other equivalent vehicle.
You mean an overseas vehicle can't
Correct.
Do the same job?
Yes, effectively for the area that we're looking at, there isn't a similar vehicle that can do the job that we are proposing, and particularly for the target price range that we are looking at. The launch vehicle is a light launch vehicle. It's not something that will compete with the likes of Ariane or Delta or
Space
Atlas
Shuttle
or the Shuttle. Yes. No, most definitely not. It won't even compete with the new light launch vehicle Pegasus, because it will actually launch more than Pegasus can, and Pegasus will take perhaps most of the market below that capacity that the Australian launch vehicle could take. What it means to Australia is that we would have an indigenous capability to launch spacecraft. So what? Well, at the moment, nearly all of our space technology is purchased offshore. That does absolutely nothing for our foreign trade balance, because we have to buy everything in. If we don't redress that situation, we will continue buying more and more in, and our bills will get higher and higher. The launch vehicle was seen as putting one piece of the jigsaw puzzle into place, a very important piece that enabled us to launch our own payloads. Australia is already capable of building its own satellites, its own communications and scientific payloads for those satellites, but we have no way of launching them. And because we have no way of launching them, there isn't an immediate readiness to develop the satellites themselves, although technologically we are capable of doing that now. By integrating the whole program to have a launch vehicle and a satellite, payloads to go on the satellites, we can look at providing our own communications, we could look at providing our own remote sensing, which we buy entirely from other overseas customers from Europe and the US, remote sensing data that is optimized for their markets, not for ours. So we just get the tails, basically. We can provide our own industry with its own specific needs at our own costs, because none of those dollars will go out of the country. We can develop our own technology industry off the back of that sort of a program. So the Australian launch vehicle is more than just a rocket. It is a major piece in a jigsaw puzzle that will help to develop our technology industry. After all, Bob Hawke asked us to be the cleverer country, but you cannot just automatically be a clever country. You have to find ways of developing them. And this space program is one of those ways of developing our technological capability and potential leadership within the Southeast Asian and Pacific Rim area. And that's perhaps one of the most important aspects.
The vehicle is mainly developed in South Australia, is that correct?
Well, it came as a South Australian idea. A great deal of the development will occur in South Australia, but its great virtue is that it would amalgamate many of the industries already within Australia. Many of those industries that still war to a certain extent unnecessarily on projects and competition Instead, they would be working together in a consolidated way, in a unidirectional manner that will benefit Australian industry. And therefore, it's not just a South Australian project, it is an Australian project. And that's important.
So the investment there will be spread across pretty well the whole of Australia?
Absolutely.
What sort of timeline are you looking at to develop this rocket?
Well, timelines are always optimistic on finding the right amount of money to keep the wheel turning. But ideally, I suppose, we could have a fully commercial vehicle flying as soon as 1996. But, I mean, that is subject to a lot of ifs and buts before that happens.
So what does the government need to do to start the project off? Does industry need to do to get the project going?
Both of them need to be very committed to the program. Both federal and state governments need to reflect a commitment, first of all, to the recognition of a space industry and the benefits for the country. The commitment to proceed with the development of a program that would potentially see them funding some of the early work, not all, but some. And from the industry side, the commitment to work at the program to provide potentially some of the funding and certainly to work together as a united organization for this development of the launch vehicle. It's not a trivial task. Believe me, it is a very significant task, one that requires the consolidated efforts of a great many of the engineering companies within Australia. So many different technologies are involved that no one company can do it independently, and that's important.
Yeah, obviously estimating costs of a project like this is not easy, but do we have an overall idea of how much building, say, a couple of these rockets would cost? That's the development plus the launch of, say, the first two.
At this stage, it would be very unwise for me to mention those sort of costs because they're very variable at the moment. And to place any number in context or out of context is dangerous at this stage. It's obviously in the order of millions and low tens of millions, but the returns on that type of program are both large, tangible, and there are a great many intangible benefits of that kind of a program too. That's obviously in the spin-off technologies that help to stimulate our own industries again. Let me just sidestep for a moment and perhaps address a question that many people might be asking and saying, why do we need space technology? Well, if we look around the world at the moment at the major technological leaders, Japan, the United States, the European countries, they are, without exception, also heavily committed to space programs. The companies that do the space work do not do space for space's sake alone. They do it because it hones their technological edge. It makes them more competitive technologically and therefore commercially in the world markets, and therefore they become leaders in their fields. And consequently, we end up buying all the products that these countries are manufacturing.
Yes, you don't often see an Australian-made television today, do you?
Sadly, no. Very sadly.
And yet only a few years ago, we had factories here in Australia, didn't we, making TVs?
Yes, that's even sadder. In fact, I defy anybody to go to a shop these days and find something that isn't made offshore. And that's the saddest question. Look at your watch. Where's your watch, mate? I know mine's made in
Hong Kong or Taiwan.
I don't need to look very far to make that point.
Yes.
And there is no reason why Australia cannot participate in those technologies, cannot hold its own. Maybe not take a world leadership in it, but can certainly hold its own in the international markets.
So if we actually build this rocket, what we've talked about Australian payloads.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an overseas market as well?
Yes, yes. Obviously, we'd be silly if we didn't look at other customers for the rocket. If we only sold it to ourselves, it'd be a very incestuous arrangement. There is a very strong growing market for the light launch vehicle because of the growing market for what are called light sats. Previous technologies tended to put as many different applications and payloads into a single platform and fly that platform on a single rocket because of the cost of the launch vehicle and the cost of the development programs. But that means that, or that meant, and still does mean, that there are long delays in getting important technologies into orbit where we can make use of them now, and particularly environmental technologies, when we're suffering ozone depletion and greenhouse effects, and we can overcome those problems with technology and information obtained from orbit around the Earth. Now, what the market exists, what is happening in the market is that LightSats are being proposed as quick solutions to placing payloads, not great clusters of payloads, but single payloads, into orbit very cheaply and very quickly, with short lead times. That is the type of market that the Australian launch vehicle would aim at. Some people may be aware of a proposal by the Motorola Corporation for a satellite-based cellular, global cellular telephone network called Iridium. There are 77 light satellites that are composing that orbital constellation, and they will not only have to be launched initially, they'll have to be maintained, and they'll have to be replaced in orbit when their useful lives deplete.
Cellular telephones, of course, are a mobile telephone.
That's correct, yes. At the moment, cellular telephones operate from ground-based and stationary repeating stations. The Iridium program proposes orbiting repeaters that pick up your signals from the telephone and relay them via a shell that of satellites that surrounds the Earth, and this is why it's a global system. But that's the type of market that could be addressed by the Australian launch vehicle concept.
So we're looking at quite a huge potential market, one that's only just now developing.
Yes.
And one on which there's no real existing launch vehicle anywhere in the world.
That's correct. And for that reason, we're very excited with the prospects, but we have a long way to go yet.
And your company, Ospace, you're hoping, of course, to have some part in the development of this Australian launch vehicle, which I gather has no official name yet.
That's correct, yes.
What sort of business are you looking for in that project?
I would... our company is an electronics company primarily in systems engineering, multidiscipline systems engineering. I think it's appropriate at this stage to say that we would be interested in areas related to that. To be more specific than that would be inappropriate at this time, given that
yes.
We are, and of course... proposing to do this teamed with other major Australian companies. And there's a lot of negotiating to do just yet before we all find what piece of work we're going to be doing.
Right. And what chance? We've seen a lot of projects over the years which have been proposed here in Australia. Most of them don't come to fruition. What chances has the Australian launch vehicle got of actually happening as against being another paper rocket?
Well, there's always a chance that political and financial pressures drive it out. We believe that, and when I say we are a group of companies that have evaluated the proposals and the ideas and the technologies behind it. We believe that the technologies are completely feasible, completely within Australia's current capabilities, and that the financial... objectives are also sound. For me to say that it won't be bounced out would be tempting the gods at this stage. I'm damn sure that I don't want to see it dropped out because I see a real future for this country with that type of technology. And I believe that those people that would like to see Australia become the clever country should look at it very carefully, because it's a real opportunity.
So what's the feeling in amongst industry in general? Are they optimistic that this will in fact get off the ground and this is the key that will start off the clever country?
Yes, they're very excited, and they are optimistic. We're also aware that there's an awful lot of work that still has to be done, and we're prepared to do that work and to make it happen. We need commitment, however, not just from industry, but we need political commitment from federal and state levels, because the whole of Australia will benefit from it, not just the individual companies that are involved.
Well, thank you for joining us today on The Space Show.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.